With the Edmonton Elks coming to Save on Foods Field at BC Place this Friday, we take a look at some of the keys to beating the Elks in a game with major playoff ramifications. The Elks need a win to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, while a Lions victory would go a long way toward BC hosting the Western semifinal on Saturday, November 1. The Elks have found life ever since inserting Cody Fajardo as their quarterback after a 1-4 start. Fajardo has gone 6-5 as the starter, with the Elks becoming a tough out even in defeat. Of the 5 losses the Elks have suffered with the ex-Lion as their quarterback, 4 of them have been by a combined 10 points, with walk-off field goals taking place in 2 of those defeats. The only real stinker the Elks have played with Fajardo as their starter was a 28-7 loss to the Stampeders in Calgary on Labor Day. The Lions will have their work cut out for them going up against an Edmonton team that is playing with a lot of confidence under first-year head coach Mark Killam. Stay away from turnovers. A big reason for the Elks' resurgence has been turnovers, and in particular, interceptions. A byproduct of a defense that is playing aggressively and downhill, the Elks have 9 interceptions in their last 4 games. The Lions can ill afford to give the Elks short fields and make things easy for the Elks' offense. Even without standout linebackers Niles Morgan and Nick Anderson and all-star tackle Jake Ceresna, the Elks' defense has figured it out in recent weeks and will give the Lions' offense a tough test. Get to Fajardo. Fajardo has got the Elks believing they can win. He won't make too many highlight reels, but Fajardo is as reliable as they come and plays mistake-free football. He has now gone 172 pass attempts without an interception, and making him uncomfortable will be a goal for the Lions' defense. The defensive line, bolstered by the recent additions of Levi Bell and Bradley Anae, has gotten to opposing quarterbacks 19 times in the last 4 games. As much as Matthew Betts has been getting the headlines with 10 sacks during that span, don't overlook the contributions of defensive tackle Jonah Tavai. The second-year product of San Diego State has been an absolute beast in the interior in helping the Lions to a league-leading 41 sacks. Stop Rankin. In their 2 wins earlier this year, the Lions neutralized Elks star running back Justin Rankin, holding him to 28 yards on 10 attempts in those 2 games. Although we don't expect to see the Lions' defense duplicate those numbers, 80 appears to be the magic number. In games in which Rankin has rushed for 80 or more yards this season, the Elks are 5-0. Edmonton is 2-9 in games in which Rankin has been held to under 80 yards rushing. Staying disciplined when it comes to gap control, pursuing to the ball and tackling will be a big key. Keep it rolling on offense. In their past 9 games, the Lions' offense has been held to under 30 points once, in a 27-22 win over Toronto on September 26. During those 9 games, the Lions have averaged 36.8 points per game. Quarterback Nathan Rourke has been utilizing all of his weapons on offense at one point or another, with receivers Kian Hatcher, Justin McGinnis, Stanley Berryhill, Javon Kotoy and Aiden Eberhardt all coming up big. Running back James Butler has eclipsed the 1,000-yard barrier, and now Rourke has yet another weapon at his disposal in emerging running back Xander Horvath, a punishing runner who ripped off a 33-yard touchdown run in the Lions' last game against Toronto. The Lions' offensive line will also get a boost with the return of tackle Dejon Allen, the CFL's most outstanding lineman in 2023. Allen returns after missing the last 13 games due to an arm injury and will bolster an already solid unit. Extra points. As far as playoff scenarios go, the Lions could finish anywhere from 2nd to 4th in the Western Division. The good news is that the Lions control their own destiny, in that if they win their 2 remaining games against Edmonton and Saskatchewan, they will host the Western semifinal. If the Lions finish tied with Calgary, the Lions would still wind up hosting the semifinal based on having won the season series. If the Lions finish tied with Winnipeg, they would be off to Manitoba, having lost the season series. And finally, in case of a 3-way tie, the Lions would be going to Calgary as a result of Calgary, 3-2, having the best record among the 3 common opponents, with BC, 2-2, edging out Winnipeg. 2-3, for third place. Then there is another scenario in which the Lions finish fourth and have to travel to either Montreal or Hamilton. And there is yet a crazier scenario in which Edmonton wins out and finishes tied with BC, Calgary and Winnipeg at 9-9. Under that scenario, the Lions would host the Elks, the Stampeders would cross over and the Bombers would be eliminated. Veteran BC sports personality Bob the Mudge Marjanovic writes about the BC sporting scene for Black Press Media. This column is brought to you by the West Coast Auto Group. For the very best car buying experience, be sure to check out westcoastautogroup.com. Delany's OK Tire Langley in Aldergrove. The experts you can trust. 19863 Fraser Highway in Langley or 3063 275 A Street in Aldergrove.